Diane, The Secret Years, by Simon Simmons and Susan Hill. It was in February 1997. She was sprawled on one of the sofas in her private sitting room at Kensington Palace, and I had adopted my customary and comfortable place on the floor, propped up on the large stuffed fake hippopotamus in front of the hearth. We had been laughing like drains as she recounted another little story about her life. The real thing. Her version, not the tabloids or Buckingham Palaces. Yet again, there had been a TV program that evening which had got things all wrong. She dabbed at her eyes with the Kleenex, laughed again, and ordered me one day to write a book and tell it like it is. When Ethan's car pulled up the driveway, Karen ran out to meet him. As he stepped out, she threw herself into his arms, pressing her face against his.
"Ethan, it was so frightening!"
she cried. He kept his arms wrapped around her trembling shoulders. She pressed her hot face against his.
He said such horrible things to me,"
she told him. His arm around Karen's shoulder, Ethan led her into the house. Their shoes crunched over the hard snow. "It was probably a joke," Ethan said softly.
I don't think so," she stammered.
She clicked on the den light, and they sat close together on the couch. She shivered. Killers by Rob Ashcom. Before my first kill, I watched every man I passed in the corridors. If they glanced at me, I always looked away, whether it was a potential lover or potential rapist I saw in his eyes. But the killing freed me. I started seeing men as candles. I could purse my lips and blow them out. And since a dead woman would not have the power to kill, I was alive. Blubber by Judy Bloom. After supper, I packed a shopping bag with a flashlight, a can of pink silly string, a roll of toilet paper, and my UNICEF collection box. In my free hand, I carried my Flenser sword. When my parents got home, my mother said, "It's freezing out. You can't go out like that." "But if I wear a jacket, no one will be able to see my Flenser suit." "Not only do you have to wear a jacket," Mom said, "but it has to be a heavy one, zipped up."
"Oh, Mom, you do this to me every Halloween."
"I'm sorry, Jill. It's the weather, not me. Halloween should be in August. Then you wouldn't have to wear anything." Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, read by Deb Monroe. October arrived, spreading a damp chill over the grounds and into the castle. Madame Pomfrey, the nurse, was kept busy by a sudden spat of colds among the staff and students. Her pepper-up potion worked instantly, though it left the drinker smoking at the ears for several hours afterward. Ginny Weasley, who'd been looking pale, was bullied into taking some by Percy. The steam pouring from under her vivid hair gave the impression that her whole head was on fire. The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. Let's look at using the creative process for those who feel they're overweight and who want to lose weight. The first thing to know is that if you focus on losing weight, you will attract back having to lose more weight. So get having to lose weight out of your mind. It's the very reason why diets don't work. Because you are focused on losing weight, you must attract back continually having to lose weight. The second thing to know is that the condition of being overweight was created through your thought to it. To put it in the most basic terms, if someone is overweight, it came from thinking fat thoughts, whether that person was aware of it or not. A person cannot think thin thoughts and be fat. It completely defies the law of attraction.